Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. So, what news do we have? There's really not much.
I don't think we spoke about it yet. The Mets deal is done for being sold.
Okay, that's done now.
That's finished. So the Mets still have the same owners. I told you guys don't get too crazy about that because that wasn't supposed to happen for 5 years down the road, but now the road is a dead end. So they still got the Wilpons.
Man.
Doom and destruction.
So they backed out, huh?
Yeah, I don't know the details of it. I mean, I don't get too caught up with the Mets and what they do because, you know, they could turn the goose to gold, lay the golden egg into Kentucky Fried Chicken. So anything the Mets touch pretty much turns to dust.
And that Red Sox deal is not consummated yet.
No, there's some player inside there that having a trouble passing a physical, but I don't think that's going to hold it up. It's too big of a deal to be held up like that, and the player's not that vital. They can just go grab somebody else and throw them in there and probably do the deal because it looks like the only thing the Red Sox are interested in is cutting payroll. So they'll take they'll take anything. So I don't think, like I said, I don't think that's going to fall apart.
All right. And in the NBA, the Knicks won their third game in a row.
Yeah, they won again. And the Fakers lost yesterday at home. So much for Kobe's legacy being the thing on the great one's plate, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't they just worry about playing their own games?
It's if other people want to compare you to be the greats, that's okay. But when you start comparing yourself to be the greats, it's not good.
He's been a legend in his own mind forever.
Great player, don't get me wrong. But
not the way to carry yourself.
And he doesn't carry himself like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell.
Humility in the guy.
Yeah, Bill Russell.
Everything's about him.
I mean, Shaq. I mean, these are all players that played under the big spotlight. And not only were they great when they were playing, but after their playing days, you still looked upon them like that. So, anyways,
if you like him, he does a lot to try to make you not like him.
I think it's a problem with most of the really super talented athletes nowadays.
Well, yeah, they think they're bigger than the game.
Yeah. So that's that. Well, all right.
Hey, you know how bad the Devils are?
How bad?
They're awful, right? But no matter, it's for years now, no matter how bad the Devils are, they always beat the Flyers. They beat the Flyers 5-0 last night. It's amazing. It's just amazing. No matter how bad they are, they score goals, and usually a lot, and beat the Flyers all the time. And this game was in Philly. The Islanders beat the Kings last night, the L.A. Kings 5-3, and the Islanders aren't playing as good as they were. They're kind of like in the middle of the pack now for the playoffs. But we'll see what happens. The Lamoriello and Trotz, they should be able to put that team together. So see how that plays out as we get closer to the playoffs.
And you notice how nobody's talking about the Rangers at all? No media play? Nothing.
Well, there's not much more you can say about them.
Yeah.
I mean, when the team is bad, you can't keep writing about them being bad. So you just kind of like let it be. It's like the dead tree in the backyard. Yeah, it's there, but there's not much we can do about it right now.
Sooner or later, it'll fall down.
That's right. And the Rangers, when the season's over, they will have fallen.
All right, so now, any racing this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to go to Tampa. They had a front come through there last night, but I think we'll be okay for tomorrow. A couple races. The eighth race tomorrow is the Grade 3 Endeavor. This is for Philly and Mares going a mile and 16th on the turf. You have a big favorite in here with the 7-horse, Got Stormy. This horse has been first or second last 6 races in a row. I don't make reputation by betting 4 to 5 shots. I'm going 2 different ways here. One is I'm going to go to the 8-horse Phantom Opening. This horse has raced over Tampa 3 times with 2 wins. Has fairly decent buyers off the layoff, one on January 10th at Tampa in a $100,000 claimer. 1 by 2, as the top rider at the meet in Gallardo. So I'm going to use this horse in the race. And another horse shipping in for Tommy Albertani is the 4, Andina Del Sur. This horse has hit the board his last 5 times with 2 wins. And this horse races everywhere. Saratoga, Monmouth, Belmont, Aqueduct, Gulfstream. Those are the last 5 races. And if you go before that, you go to Laurel. So this horse doesn't need to bring his her track with her. And at the morning line at 7-2, this horse has raced once at Tampa, like I said, and won. This horse will be my top pick in the race. So I'm going to go with the 4, Andina Del Sur, and the 8, Phantom Opening, to make an exacta box in the 8th at Tampa tomorrow. The race after that is the 9th race, which is, I have my papers mixed up here, the 100 and, it's, how much is this race worth? $150,000, Suncoast, a mile and 40 yards. This is for 3-year-old fillies trying to prep for the Kentucky Oaks. Nice field in here. You got a lot of speed, I think, though. My top pick's going to be the 4 horse, Motu. This horse hasn't run since November at Churchill on a slop in the Goldenrod. Running second, getting beat by just less than a half a length at 13-1. Training very well for Ken McPeak. I think this horse has a very good shot to take down all the marbles. 2 horses I'm going to use underneath. 1 is the 8, Turtle Tracks. Last time this horse ran was the same race as Motu, the Goldenrod at Churchill Downs. Middle of the pack, 5th that time. Had a couple of problems. Made a couple of hops in the steps, avoiding tracks, and was pretty wide around the track. Leperu's ridden this horse 3 times. 2 times has come back to the winner's circle. At 12-1, I think this is a nice play underneath. And another horse I'm going to use is the 9 horse, Embossed. Last 2 times out, this horse won by a combined 10 lengths on both turf and dirt. Still training very well for Michael Stidham, who has 14 winners with 46 starts. That's winning at 30% at the meet. Another horse that's 10-1 overvalued, I think, as well. So a 4-8-9 in the 9th race tomorrow at Tampa, which is post time, has around 4:30. The 10th race is the Grade 3 Tampa Bay. This draws 9 horses, a mile and 16th on the turf for older horses. A couple horses I'm looking at in here. 1 is on the rail, March to the Arch. This horse won the Sunshine Million turf race at 2-1. Goes to post at 7-2 morning line in here. Should run very well. The 4-horse Caribou Club hasn't been out since November at Aqueduct, but prior to that, won at Mountaineer Laurel and ran second by a neck at Aqueduct. 5-2 morning line for Tommy Proctor, training well for this race. Ortiz comes across the Alligator Alley to ride this horse up at Tampa Bay from Gulfstream, so keep an eye on him. But my top pick in this race is going to be the 6-horse Halliday. Has never run at Tampa Bay Downs, has tactical speed. Johnny Velasquez has ridden this horse the last 4 times and has won twice. Training really, really well at Palm Beach Downs. 6-1 morning line even makes it more enticing. So I'm going to go with the 6 Halliday with my top pick in here, and I'm going to use the 1 and the 4 Caribou Club to round that out. And the big race of the day at Tampa Bay is the 11th race, the Sam Davis, which is a prep for the Tampa Bay Derby, which is probably just a little bit more than a month away. This race draws 8 horses in the race. The 2 favorites are going to be the speed horses. The 4 Independence Hall is 6-5 morning line. Real cheap price, but this horse is undefeated. 3 lifetime starts with 3 wins. Never been more than 1 turn. That tries 2 turns for the first time tomorrow. Always got to be leery of that. And the 6 horse, Premier Star, trained by Needles Navarro. This horse, another horse, has only gone 2 turns and had 1 turn and has speed, never been 2 turns. So I'm looking for a battle on the front end, and I think it could soften it up real nicely for the 1 horse, Aja Weed, trained by Kieran McLaughlin. This horse has been 2 turns twice, ran 2nd in the Remsen in December. Ran 4th to Maxfield. In my opinion, it should be the early favorite for the Kentucky Derby. At Keeneland, this horse ran a nice 4th. I think this horse sits the rail, gets a nice trip, and then takes down all the marbles. So I'm going to use the 1 Aja Weed on top. And a horse I'm looking for 2nd, if this horse can move to the dirt, and if he can, I think this horse has a real good shot to hit 2nd. That's the 2 horse, Solo Volante. This horse did run on the dirt last time out, ran an even race for 3rd, showed a little bit of a close. Maybe this horse improves a little bit for being cone on the dirt and get a pretty nice exact out of this race. So the one, Ajaweed's going to be my top pick in the Sam Davis, and I'm going to use the two, Solo Volante, to make my exacta box.
All right, Mike, I want you to have a good weekend.
We'll try. There's no football. What am I going to do?
That's right. All right, I'll check with you Monday.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.